Random House Audio presents The Dark Garden by Eden Bradley, read for you by Madison Cole. To my grandmother, who gave me her romance novels to read and taught me that first and foremost, in literature as in life, love is most important. Chapter 1. Rowan ran her hand over the cool metal of the chain suspended from the ceiling, drawing her fingers along the sleek, steely surface, one link, then the next. She curled her fingers around the length of it, slid her hand down until she felt the soft touch of leather against her skin, moving her fingers absently over the buckles of the cuffs. She breathed in the familiar earthy scent of leather. Club Privé, the most exclusive BDSM club on the West Coast, Rowan's second home. She surveyed the space where her friends and acquaintances were preparing for the play party tonight. The room was, as always, womb-like, with its dark red walls and dim purple and amber lights. The mesmerizing tantric cadence of a Gregorian chant filled the air. She crossed the expanse of wood floor to find a seat on one of the red velvet couches that edged the play area, nodding quietly to those she knew, careful not to intrude as they cleaned and prepared their equipment and set the mood with their partners. The familiar faint buzz of sensual anticipation that was always present at a play party was heavy in the air, a palpable shared energy that built up as the evening wore on. And, as had happened all too often lately, a surge of disappointment rose up in her at the emptiness inside that this place had once filled so beautifully. When had it all begun to mean so little, when at one time it had been everything to her? She watched as more people filtered into the room and willed herself not to fidget. Why was she even here? She had no intention of playing tonight. She wasn't in the mood. She was far too edgy, and dominating even the most beautiful boys at the club, the most obedient, was no longer satisfying. She'd been like this for months, and nothing seemed to help. Yet, at the same time, her writing, her dark secret writing, was going better than ever. Words seemed to flow out of her fingertips effortlessly in a tide of language and emotion. It should have been a release. Yet she never came out of it feeling sated anymore. The music changed to the familiar trance-like tones that signaled the official beginning of the evening. Submissive men and women were bound to the large wooden crosses, the spanking benches, the racks. They were beautiful, all of them, regardless of their shape or size. She had always thought so. There was beauty in the act of submission itself, something which never failed to amaze her. She had talked about it at the discussion group she ran one Tuesday night each month for those new to the lifestyle. They talked a lot about the psychology of BDSM, of the rituals and symbols that were the basis of it all. She was glad she was able to help people make the transition into accepting this secret side of themselves. But in the 5 years she herself had been involved, there was a part of her that never quite felt whole. Don't think about it now. Don't think about why. One of the male submissives she often played with approached her with a smile of greeting, knelt on the floor before her. He was one of her favorites. Blonde, with soft curling hair and a cherubic face, he had a sweet temperament and the stamina of a racehorse. She shook her head, letting him know she wasn't prepared to play. "Are you sure, mistress?" "Not tonight, Eric. But don't worry. You're sure to catch somebody's eye." She reached out and stroked a finger over his shoulder with a sigh. "May I serve you, mistress? A drink, maybe?" "Thank you, no. Go play. Enjoy your evening. I'm going to observe tonight." "As you wish. He boldly took her hand and brushed a kiss over her skin. Rowan smiled. Off with you now.
Yes, ma'am.
She forced her focus back to the floor. The club was crowded tonight. Almost every PlayStation was in use. Groups lounged on the couches, as she did, or sat at the small cafe tables placed here and there, the submissives or bottoms serving food and drinks to their masters and mistresses, or kneeling on the floor at their feet. A small group of new submissives were huddled against one wall like a bunch of teenage girls at their first dance, waiting to be noticed. All wore the white leather protective collar of the club along with their scanty lingerie, signaling their availability and their status as bottoms. Rowan was glad that, as a dominant at the club, she'd never had to go through those first excruciating experiences, that waiting to be chosen. She chose her partners. It would never be any other way for her. Controlling her sensuality was key. She had allowed herself to be controlled by another once, and had paid far too high a price. She shivered, pushing away the memories, down deep where they belonged, where she had kept them locked away for so long. When she glanced up, a shining cascade of strawberry blonde hair caught her eye, and April, a new friend from the monthly discussion group, came to sit on the floor near her feet.
"Good evening, Mistress Rowan."
The pretty young woman's voice was light, lilting. Her warm smile reached her round cornflower blue eyes. Rowan laughed.
"Don't be silly. I'm not your mistress. No need for such formalities."
She patted the seat next to her. "Come, sit with me." April smiled, tugged at the hem of her short baby pink leather skirt, and settled onto the cushions close to Rowan. "How are you, April?" Her lashes fluttered as she looked away.
"Nervous. Yearning."
"Ah, who is he?" April gestured with her chin toward a large man with close-cut dark hair and a goatee, dressed in the standard dom attire, black jeans, a black t-shirt, a black leather vest. He was strapping a naked woman to a St. Andrew's cross, a large wooden X on a platform with hooks to which he attached the girl's leather wrist and ankle cuffs. Rowan nodded.
"Decker.
He's Irish, but he's been here in the States for a while, and he's been at the club at least as long as I have. Does something in the music industry. A sound engineer, I think. He's very experienced. Has great technique. You could do worse. He plays with all the girls here, and they're all half in love with him. But he's never stuck with one woman. He won't seen with anyone for more than one night at a time. He's not the commitment type. You should know that."
April sighed softly. "I know. They never are."
"Not true. Most of the members of the club are part of a couple."
"But not you?"
"No, not me," she answered quietly.
"I'm sorry, Rowan, I shouldn't have said that. It's none of my business."
"No, it's all right. I just don't know what to say."
"You don't seem yourself tonight, and you look tired."
"I haven't been sleeping well," Rowan admitted.
"I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do to help?"
April's eyes were full of sincerity. She was a lovely girl, sweet, innocent in her desire to please. The man she ended up serving would be very lucky.
"No, nothing. Thank you, though."
She squeezed April's hand. There was nothing anyone could do to help her. She didn't know herself what this inner restlessness was about. A cool rush of night air caught her attention as the door opened for a late arrival. An unfamiliar figure stood for a moment in the doorway, surveying the room. He was tall, well over 6 feet, with broad shoulders and a tapering waist. There was something elegant in his stance. As he turned to survey the room, she could see his long, pale blonde hair was pulled back into a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?